Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penix, Pitts in motion, snap to him. Michael looks, pumps, now up in the pocket. Penix dives! Did he get in? Did he get in? Yes! Touchdown, Atlanta! Michael Penix on the dive!
Oh, yes, he did.
The officials conferring because he was really close to being down with the knee.
Yeah, Arch was had my stomach in my throat. Me and Dylan sitting here watching it in the studio, yeah. And I'm like, did he? Wes is like, did he get in? I'm like, did he? I don't know. I can't see. The TV's a delay.
I loved after the game, Penix was like, I don't know what took him so long to figure it out. Right. I knew.
He also gave credit to Kyle Pitts. You know, he's like, Kyle was ready for it if I wanted to throw it to him, but I just figured I'd take it myself. And I'm like, oh, God.
I think the more spectacular play was the first down run.
That was crazy.
Because,
and I got a problem with Dave Archer. We're going to deal with it at 8:20 coming up when we talk to him, because he's like, oh, yeah, he didn't get it, like on the radio broadcast. I'm like, oh, Arch. And then it's like, I watched the replay on TV. I'm like, got that.
Well,
what are you talking about?
In our defense, it's all the way on. It was. Yes, it was in the end zone in front of us, but it was on the other side of the field, where he dove, the sideline. It's across from us. That's quite a distance from where we sit. But it was, see, it's all in the wording of how they saw it.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, which is hard to think, because when it's a quarterback, they kind of view things differently. But do you remember the verbiage that the referee used? The quarterback gave himself up. So therefore,
yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, the fact that he dove, I don't know if contact was made by a Tampa Bay player or not as he was going to the ground.
Yeah.
But that he dove wherever the ball is when his knee or elbow touches, it's a dead ball right there. In that's where it's spotted. And that was the verbiage they used in that ruling. Are you following me?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that Grant and I sat here and wondered. I'm like, everybody always says the ground can't cause a fumble, but it actually can. It can cause a fumble. And I'm sitting there going, did the ground cause that fumble?
It can cause a fumble if you're not touched. Like,
exactly.
If you're not contacted to the ground, then it can cause a fumble. But because he's a quarterback and he dove, he gave himself up. So it kind of like, that's why it's so hard. I thought the referees sucked yesterday. I'll be honest. They were terrible in so many instances. They missed so many calls. It was rough, but they took their time late in some of these moments to get things right with the review. So I got to give them credit there.
I agree with you, and we'll talk to Dave Archer coming up at 8:20, but for right now, Dylan, let's go ahead and head to Wake Up Call. I know you guys want to sound off, and we're going to allow you to do that, 404-726-0929. I am curious, guys, to get a pulse of the fan base today. A lot of people we've heard from on Twitter are like, you know what, don't feel that bad about it. I've reminded people all day, the stat column from this one is almost exactly the same as it was on the Thursday night win last year. It's just that Younghoe hit the field goal to send it to overtime last year, and he didn't do that this year.
Look, other than a few guys who are professional play callers on Twitter and such, I think most of the anger is aimed towards Younghoe Koo.
Rightfully,
which
so.
Is very understandable, and I'm not going to sit here and go after you, because right. I'm not happy. This should be a different show today.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we all, you know, look, it is what it is. We live and die by those Falcons on Sunday and those situations at the end of the game, or where you have to keep all your focus. Hey, Dylan, let's go ahead and head to the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Sam over in Marietta. Sam, Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, man. First off, before I hop on the Falcons, Mike, man, I'm so glad you clarified that you were at Monster Jam. My son, my youngest, he loves Monster Jam, and we took him. But I was running to the bathroom, and I heard your voice. And I'm like, man, that sounds like Mike Johnson. We were sitting in 217, section 217, yeah. I think. I don't know. You just was walking in the hall, but I was running, and I think you said something to him. And I'm like, man, that has to be Mike Johnson. Like, nobody else had that voice, man. Yeah, and to see how tall you really are, man, I think I was running. I just happened to look back, and your son is like, he just comes to your knees. I'm like, this guy is cute, man. But that's funny. I'm so glad you clarified, because I was going to call and ask, like, hey, were you at Monster Jam Saturday? Yeah. So cool.
Good stuff.
But,
man.
Yeah, man, the Falcons game, man, it was awesome. Like, today we lost, but I don't feel like I usually feel. Like, yeah. I'm not mad. I'm not frustrated. Like, Koo showed us that, hey, man, even in the preseason, I'm going to miss. And I think we just trusted him too much, like how Bo was saying. Every time it was up to him, I was like, my goodness, I cannot believe that we're allowing him to kick again. And it just sucks. We love the kid, but I do think that it's time to go. So many opportunities to have us in the playoff run. And right now, it's you know, I understand a couple of years ago we did lose to Tampa first week and went to the Super Bowl, but not like this. Come on, Cool. You got to do your thing.
Yeah, man,
the fans were great. The atmosphere were great. I was in section 118. I do want to shout out Brandon Pennon, man. He was flipping the field. Those punts were amazing. And just a shout out to him. I don't think he gets enough credit. Shout out to the offensive line. Mike P was back there just.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was beautiful, and it actually showed me how much we really missed Darnell Mooney. And but yeah, man, it was great. Rise up, we still, man, we're gonna do it. We
rise
got,
up,
we
baby.
Just,
rise
yeah,
up,
man.
Rise up. I appreciate the phone call, Sam, and I'm glad you had fun at Monster Jam. Yeah, it's. I think he feels the way a lot of fans do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't feel that bad. You're open for the best. Got to make some adjustments. He did bring up a good point on Bradley Pinion. There was a number of times that you'd hear Wes go, "We really need a good punt here," and then he'd be like, "Oh, it's a deep one." Now, the cover, he outkicked the coverage a couple times, which resulted in a big 50-yard return. But Pinion definitely a dude that has a lot of power behind that thing. So, all right, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Pierre. He says he's in the man cave right now. Pierre, I'm glad you're able to enjoy your man cave at 8:10 in the morning, my friend.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Bro, Mike, Dylan behind the glass. Yeah, man, you know, I was at the game, section 104 last night, but I had to get up on Monday morning and rewatch the game because, you know, I'm just like that once on Sunday and then again on Monday. But here's the thing, two things.
Might have been a little abbreviated.
Two things. I think when it comes to Koo, I was thinking about the game is on the line. Trey Young is at the line, and the arena is quiet except for their fans. You know, you mentioned that there was a lot of adrenaline in that building, and maybe somebody needs to get to the guy on the board, and they need to write quiet. We need to stop cooing before he kicks the ball and coo afterwards. And then secondly, Mike, as an offensive lineman, I'm going to tell you what frustrated me yesterday. 4th and 1, why are we not under center?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's a sticking point for a lot of people. I appreciate the phone call, Pierre, and I hope you're enjoying your man cave. That's a sticking point for a lot of people. I don't see it so much like that. Now, to me, it's all about the direction the running back's running. You know, I don't care where the quarterback's at as much as some people seem to. It's like, why give up a yard? I mean, I would say that there's just many people saying, why run backwards after you take a snap? You know what I mean? It just kind of is what it is. It's all about the direction the running back is running for me. And Bijan on the goal line yesterday, he's running sideline to sideline.
Yeah, I didn't like that play call.
I don't, but I don't, here's the thing. I don't necessarily want him to run in the A-gaps either with Vita Vea and Ryan Neusel, so I don't know what the answer is. I want some kind of misdirection. That's what you got on that one, but I don't know.
Can we address the Koo thing?
Sure.
Well, if Koo can only make kicks in the Kawhi, I guess we're screwed on the road. I would say I did not like the 4th down call early in the game, but it also doesn't look whatever the. This is the problem. We cannot like calls or like calls all we want, but if you lose up front, it doesn't matter. And Lindstrom was stood straight up and pushed backwards by Vita Vea.
Yeah, and here's the other issue with that play call. You ran duo. You know why a duo is called duo? It's because it's built on double teams across the board. That's what it is. It's built on double teams. You know what Tampa did? They put 5 defensive linemen in the game, and they covered up all 5 of your offensive linemen. You know how many double teams we got?
None.
Not many. So Vita Vea did a nice job of saying, Ryan Neuzel, you go ahead and fall on your face. I'm going to swim move you. I'm going to hit Chris Lindstrom. He's not going to push me anywhere.
I did not like the lateral play call either. Because you're just so close.
And
I understand. Maybe run a different play if you want to get out to the edge and use your speed. I understand. I just don't. It was just too much. But look, you have to show different looks, because if you do the same, you can't just do the same thing every time.
No, you can't. You got to have some kind of misdirection built in. Hey, let's try to get a couple more phone calls in here before we're done. Let's go to Keith and Lovejoy. Keith, what'd you see yesterday?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I'm like everyone else. I'm not disappointed. You know, half the league starts out at 0-1, so it's not a big thing. And I agree with a lot of the callers. I thought the worst thing for Ku was right before he kicked it, they called timeout, but he kicked it anyway. And it was right to the left of the goalpost. It went in, but it was right to the left. And I thought to myself right then, he's going to overcompensate. And sure enough, when he kicked it the second time, it went all flat, I mean, all the way out to the right. So that's my thing on Ku. Last year's games, yes. But also, I just want to say, the game was already could have been won with Hodge had he been paying attention. The ball was put right on the spot, but he wasn't looking, and he didn't make that catch.
It wasn't that he wasn't looking. It was that he was illegally contacted. It's a good point, but he was knocked off his route, and therefore it threw it off. And look, I say keep looking too, but it's – When that should have been a penalty. I mean, there's no doubt.
I don't know. And what I was trying to go back and watch the film was he looking before he was contacted? I don't know. I don't know if he was waiting until he got past the defender to get his eyes around and that threw his timing off. But,
you wonder, though,
if that's Drake, because Drake makes that play so many times.
Yeah. Well,
you do wonder if it's Drake. You're like, man, could we have come down with that?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's try to get to one more. True. I know we're up against it, Dylan. Let's talk to Angela over in Southwest Atlanta. Angela, what's going on this morning?
How are you all?
Doing good.
I come to you as a usher for the Falcons from the 1970s. I'm a season ticket holder for 40 years. I gave the tickets up and went back to ushering again, but I love them. But this is my opinion of football week. It's on Monday, moaning on Tuesday, whining on Wednesday, thankful on Thursday, hopeful on Friday, optimistic on Saturday, and starting it all over again on Sunday.
You sound like a pro, Angela.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call. We're up against it. I'm writing that down, though, Angela. I'm going to write that on my calendar. I'm just going to write hopeful Friday.
It's a pro outlook.
You're not having – yeah, it's crazy, man. But appreciate the phone calls from everybody. I know the phone lines have been on fire today. Appreciate all the calls. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Let's keep the vibes high. I know it's tough today.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we do have former Falcons quarterback and Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst Dave Archer. He's going to give us his insights on yesterday's game, and Mike has a bone to pick with him. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.